For the first time, political candidates across Idaho would have to disclose parts of their finances to run for office under a new proposal from state lawmakers. James Dawson has more.
A group of legislators unanimously backed the proposal, which would require anyone seeking office to disclose their employer, the employer of his or her spouse, and any businesses they own. He or she would also have to disclose assets worth more than $5,000 unless they're managed through a mutual fund or another third party. Another proposal would update campaign finance reporting and lobbying disclosure requirements, but on a 6-4 vote, the committee carved out a reporting exemption for those lobbying local governments over objections from House Minority Leader Matt Erpelding.
It doesn't make any sense to me that we would have campaign finance reporting for local electeds, including school boards, but we wouldn't have any requirements for lobbyists who are lobbying contracts on a regular basis to school districts, who are lobbying contracts on a regular basis to cities and counties.
These recommendations still need approval from the entire legislature. If they're signed into law, they would go into effect in 2019. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.